The complexity of Ukraine's political divide is particularly easy to see here in the southern city of Odessa. In this building at Kulikova Field, dozens of pro-Russian protesters died after a pitched battle with a pro-Western group and an intense fire. But even here, mourners declare their loyalty to Ukraine in Russian.
The people who died here weren't separatists. They were standing for Ukraine, a cohesive Ukraine, but they just wanted federalism.
People in the East are more absolutist and radical. Here, we are more tolerant.
Across town, supporters of Ukraine's pro-European turn finish a rally and pose for a photo.
I've had lots of negotiations with people from Kulikova Field. They are mostly okay, but radicals manipulate them if they don't really know what's going on.
They just historically speaking on the Russian language, but they don't like to be in the Russia, like our freedom, and doesn't matter which language we speak.
Local journalist Oksana Butuk is not surprised by the lack of hostility among her fellow Odessans.
Language is not a thing that divides in Ukraine. I, for example, grew up in a Ukrainian-speaking family, but I don't feel any aggression or pressure.
And she said that in Russian. To help explain, the regional vice governor, Zoya Kazanji, offers this.
There is a poem in Russian that says you can't understand Russia with your brain. Odessa is not a monolith. There are lots of small Odessas inside Odessa.
She says supporters and opponents of the pro-Western revolution used to get along in Odessa, and she blames provocateurs for stirring up the violence and trying to stoke ethnic tensions that she says never really existed before. The vice governor says her main focus now is on restoring what she calls Odessa's easygoing and multilingual lifestyle. Al Pessin, VOA News, Odessa.